number four, down to actually, where Esau under B, letter D, Esau takes two Hittite wives. And they caused a lot of trouble for Isaac and that's the last thing we're covering. Now, today we're going to look at two or three different things that are on this outline. And of course, we don't have everything that's mentioned in the scriptures there on the outline. We have to pick out the highlights, if you will, and probably talk about some of the other things that are not listed on the outline. But we're now at that place where we're going to look at the blessings of Jacob and Esau on 4L. And this happened in verse 2, right? You see it there. Genesis 26 begins and carries on through 27:40. If you turn, we're going to do some reading in class this morning, and I need to ask for volunteers as we go along. So I want us to read, let's start off with reading of Genesis 27, verses 1 through 13. Okay, so you get the name. Yeah, please, huh?
And it came to pass in that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so he could not see, he called Esau as his son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here I am. And he said, Behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death. Now therefore, take thy brave, thy weapon, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some medicine, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may be blessed thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for medicine and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me medicine, and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord. For my death, not therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father's peradventure will kill me, and I shall see in him as deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not bless it. And his mother said unto him, Open me, be thy, upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice, and go fetch me then. And he went and fetched and brought them at his
mother. I don't know about you, but I think for most of my life, or a good portion of my life, have not looked really closely at what's happening in the Old Testament. And had this vision of all these patriarchs and matriarchs being almost perfect. Maybe they have people. But today we're going to look at lots of flaws in Jacob and his mother, and also a little bit about the flaws in some of the others. What the creature's name was, but one time I was sitting up there listening to a sermon, and the preacher came in. I think we were waiting on him. He came through the door, and he was pushing this barrel. Now, how appropriate this is, I'm not saying this is what he used to do, but he walked through the door with the barrel. He came up and he sat in front of me and sat down in front of me and said, Do you know what that is? Of course he didn't. He said, It's manure. And he would walk down the aisles and he says, You want to see it? Now, nobody wanted to see the manure, of course. But the point that he was making is that he was using that as sin. That sin stinks. That it's bad. It's not something you want to have out in public. You don't even want to talk about it. Especially in some of it's more difficult to hear places. You would say, well, why would I remember that fake this thing? When we talk about somebody murdering somebody, that stinks pretty bad, doesn't it? That's bad. That's good. Manure. So there's some manure, excuse me, some sin, doesn't it? In the lives of the patriarchs and patriarchs, and we read about in the book of Genesis. We'll look at some of those examples. We're not, not in an accusing way, but in some of it, we don't, we may do some, what do you think about this? Why do they think? Those kind of things. We don't know some of it, but there are some bad points pointed out about even Isaac. Righteousness. Even the things that we know about him now, he's still considered one of the most righteous men in the whole Bible. But he has some points. Okay, let's go back to where we were last week. And the last thing we talked about was Isaac being a righteous man. In fact, when Abimelech came down to him, the king of that area, we call the area of the Philistines, and came down to him and started talking to him about a pact he wanted to make with him. Because he recognized that Isaac was a righteous man, and he recognized that God was with him, and he recognized that he was being blessed by following God. And so he was a smart man. I mean, those things were known for cruelty, but I guess he got some of those things too. So he made that pact in a place called Beersheba. Now, the word Beersheba, it wasn't called Beersheba at the time, it was called Luz. But the word Beersheba is two words meaning to it. Do we remember what Bear means from the previous class? Well, Bear means what? Beersheba. Sheba is old. Or there's a couple other meanings to that too, but someplace called seven. Anyway, it's oath. It's the well of the oath. And Isaac's men came in right after Abimelech left, and they told him, hey, we found another well, and we're going to they come and name this well at this place called Luz at the time. They named the place Sheba. And the well that was there was a bear, Sheba. Okay? It was part of the oak, and it was this is the one, the place they found to dig the well was called Bear Sheba. Beer. We don't think of beer being a well. We think of beer being beer, I guess. But the beer, the well, the oak. Okay, so that's what we left off with. Then we talked a little bit about the disobedience of Esau in the latter part of chapter 26. What did he do that was clearly sinful against the commands of God? And a disappointment to his mom and dad. What would he do?
So he was pretty quick.
Well, that's later on. We're getting there. But at this point, he takes, I heard it say, takes two Hittite wives, right? And it says in verse 35 of chapter 26, and they brought grief to Isaac and his dad. So yeah. there's a little bit of manure, of sin. Already on Esau's part, which led to greater sin, of course, because of their idolatry and the fact that God had specifically said, don't marry from the ground house.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's right. Okay, let's read, let's look at some of the things that we just read. In fact, look at verse 5. Rebecca, she was listening while Isaac spoke to his son Esau. Now, Rebecca was from that family. This is the message of Asia. The place we're going to talk about, Haran, or part of the we have our. Let me see. Where's my little blue flop? Demoflop.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That place is also for our purpose, our study. Can you give me that? Let's see. Can we go back for 20? Anyway, I know you can't read it from where you're at, but for our purpose, think of the place that you were reading about Padan Aram as being synonymous, or not the same, maybe the same place as Haran. But it's in Mesopotamia, we generally the same area. And so, Padan Aram, yes. Thank you. And Rebecca was from this family, these families that were idolaters. It showed that he didn't have any scruples from time to time. And so Rebecca was no different other than she was influenced by the family she was with.
I know I don't want to get ahead of you, but I'll tell you, Rebecca was plotting and planning it then.
Yeah.
You know, see, you know, the thing about these two brothers, one loved the father, or the father loved him more, and the mother loved Jacob more.
Yeah, you see that in what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
And that's partiality, that's something that we shouldn't show. Bad things can come from that when you show favoritism from one child on one child to another.
That's right.
Charlie, in regards to this, I kind of imagine you might wonder, because now Rebecca was told that the younger would serve the elder.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, I mean, the other way around, the elder would serve the younger. Was she trying to help out the
woman? She was doing the same thing that Abraham and Sarah were trying to do. They're trying to help God.
Right.
I mean, it seems like it.
Yeah,
yeah. So that in itself is the wrong thing to do.
Okay? Yeah,
but especially when you see what the terrible consequences of their doing.
But I see that that's God's hand doing that, because He said that's what's going to happen. So
but
then
we jump to the conclusion that that's the only way God could make it happen. And we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to know that God made the promise. Let's let God take care of it. That's what
Amen.
Why would I say it? He knew what she was going to do when it all started.
Well, I don't know if that's...
God did.
Yeah. Then we get into some theology that we don't touch it here. But anyway, I guess we're back to the place where God said it's going to happen, so I don't need to do anything. I don't need to go sneaking and listening to somebody.
But if she would have done something else, and it wouldn't have happened.
Right. So that's some thoughts on that anyway. Of course, this is delivered to us for our learning, right? We can learn not to do things, right?
Yeah.
In addition to doing things good, we can learn to not do things that are bad. And lying, there's no question that the lies that are told here could not have been God's will.
No.
God does not deal in lies. Okay? All right. So, okay, Rebecca was listening. Let's see. Okay, and then she makes these plans on her own. I guess, she calls her son Jacob. Behold, I heard your father speak to your brother Esau, saying, bring me some game, off the whole story. And now, what does she do? She says, listen to me. She becomes a tempter. Listen to me and do as I command you. So now Jacob, of course, is not without limits. Probably at this point, but at this point, he has not joined in with this conspiracy to take Esau. What they perceived anyway as the birthright away. Now, we argue yesterday it was to go to the younger anyway. That's another discussion. Okay, but anyway, they could have together, and then Jacob answered his brother Rebecca. Now, listen to Jacob's feeble attempt. Jacob knows this is not right. Somehow, he's not even his crawl at this. This is not right what we're talking about, Mom. And his feeble attempt to avoid this sin, he didn't use the whole armor of God. We're trying that. He didn't use the whole armor of God. He saw this temptation, and he gave into it. And that's the final feeble attempt. And he said, Jacob answered his mother back, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Okay, first of all, he's not going to fall for this. That's what he said. And she says, she tells him different. And then he says, perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall be a deceiver in his sight. Well, if you were a deceiver, you'll be a deceiver. Whether it's an inside or not. You shall bring upon me a curse and not a blessing. And then what does his mom say? She encourages him to continue with his sin, with this, which clearly is a lie and sin. But his mother said to him, your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice. And go get the food and the material to be made. Okay. Let's read 14 now through verse 29.
So he went and got down and brought them to his mother, and he prepared some tasty food, just the way his father liked it. Then Rebecca took the best clothes that Esau, her oldest son, which he had in the house, and put them on her younger son, Jacob. She also covered his hands and the smooth parts of his neck with the goatskin. Then she handed to him, her son Jacob, tasty food and the bread he had made. He went to his father and said, "My father." "Yes, my son." And he said, "It is." Jacob said to his father, "I am with you, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game so that you may give me your blessing." I just asked his son, "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" "The Lord your God gave you success," he replied. "Then I said to Jacob, 'Come here so I can test you, my son, to know whether you really are my son or not.'" Jacob went close to his father Isaac, who touched him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He did not recognize him, for his hands were hairy like those of his brother Esau, so he blessed him. "Are you really my son, Esau?" he asked. "I am your father."
All the way up through 29.
Then he said, "My son, bring me some of your game to eat so that I may give you my blessing." Jacob brought it to him and he ate, and he brought some wine and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come here, my son, and kiss me." So he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you a heaven's dew and an earth's richness and abundance of rain and new wine. May nations serve you and peoples bow down to you. Lord over your brothers and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed and those who bless you be blessed."
Okay, and we see three outright lies that Jacob tells. You see, what's the first one? In verse 19, that's the one that I'm looking at. And Isaac said that to his son, "How is it that you have so quickly talking about the venison?" And he said, "A lie. Because the Lord your God caused it to happen to you." Okay. That seems like a lie, doesn't it? Okay. And then down in verse 24, and Isaac is still a little bit suspicious, and he said, "Are you really my son, Esau?" And he said, "I am." The second one. I don't know if it, well, Isaac couldn't see. And then the third one, third lie I see is in verse 24. Okay, 24. All right, that's the second lie and the third lie. We need to confirm. That's the third lie. Where he listened to?
Well, the first one, he said it was Esau's.
And then the second one, because he was giving the credit to God for him being back so quickly. And then the third one, we confirmed the lie to his father, saying that I am Esau. So, Jacob, these things that Jacob is doing, of course, it's going to cause him to be in great enmity with his brother. And his brother, that's another sin later on for Esau, declared that he was going to behave and he planned to kill him. That's what he stated he was going to kill him. And this has caused Jacob to flee. Let's start reading at verse 30 and read just 32. Okay? Please, we'll read that. Starting in the same chapter, 27, verse 30. We just read this. We'll read that.
Thank you.
let's stop right there, okay? But if he saw a really 100% truth in what he said, well, what's he saying is not true? About that Jacob had tricked him. Jacob didn't trick him. He said, give me your birthright, and I'll give you this steel. There's
no
trick in there.
No. What?
Is that okay? Yeah. Yeah, he's saying, oh, he tricked me. No, and that part of it is not a trick. That's just the gullible, you may go over believe what was said. And be foolish. Okay. And then let's see. What are the thoughts about that, that reading you just said? Okay, Jacob is the word actually means what? What does that word mean? It means,
what is supplanted?
Supplanted. It's supplanted. It actually means supplanted. Thank you. In fact, that's one of the questions we got to look at. Okay, then the next thing is, back and after Rebecca, Rebecca in verse 46, and Rebecca said to Isaac, I am tired of living because of the daughters of Heth. Now, the two ladies to be married from the Hittites. And Heth is a synonym for the Hittites, okay? Daughters of Heth, or it's actually the name of the people, but it's the Hittites. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth, like these, from the nations of the land, what good will my life be? Now, you see some manipulation in that. You see any manipulation? She didn't go to Isaac and say, look, we got to get our son out of here because Esau's going to kill him. Because he didn't say that much. She used some other excuse for getting Jacob out of here. So Jacob, what does Isaac do? I just said, okay, we'll get him out of here. Then let's do what the Lord wants us to do. Marry from our people, okay, and we send him back to Haran. I'm not really having a good time with this, in my kind of a stuff. It's okay, don't worry about it. I'm just going to show that. But I do need to run over some questions, so I guess I need to get it working. What made the time out? I didn't get it soon enough.
I'll just set it to my left this morning.
Okay, while we're waiting, let's think about what we're going to read for next week, okay? Let's go ahead and read chapter 28 and 29. And we're going to get to the part where the wrestling takes place. So read through where the wrestling takes place as read as far as you can. Now, there's this longer story involved in here about Leah and. So that, we're going to go dealt with it separately from this story. So, but you can read that also through 30, probably through 30, through 230. Place now, we need to stop that day. On your outline, we only covered the rest of four. We're on five next week. Bethel, Jacob's Dream. Start there and come on down. We can pick a pace up. But I did feel like we needed to confirm this thing that made run through these questions. There are only four or five of them, and we've got 2 minutes to do them. So,
we try just advancing the slide.
No, it's not. I don't want to listen. How am I trying to take it away from you anymore? Let me get back to you. We bring them back there this week. We're going straight down this outline, and the map shows the places that we'll be talking. We have talked about, and they're going to be talking about.
I don't know why I cut it out. Must be a say.
Yeah. You sure can. Yeah.
Protect the ball. There's no one for a while. So we need to adjust that. Mm-hmm.
exactly what?
Yeah, I know, because he doesn't have to be here. But he, everything that we do, he did a picture.
We can't accidentally knock him off board, can we? Or even on purpose knock him off board. All in the sovereignty of God's sovereignty. That's okay, Tom. We can stop there. I just wanted to review four or five of the questions that we will cover next week so that we know what happened. Okay, thank you for your time. Thank you for the update.